In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Well, taking a look at our world and national news headlines in this Good Friday edition of the Noontime News. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. President Donald Trump says some statements made in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report are fabricated and totally untrue. Tweeting Friday from his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump dubbed the more than 400-page document the crazy Mueller report. He's alleging that notes some people said they took after meetings with him didn't exist until they were created for the Mueller investigation. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena Friday for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as Congress escalates its investigation of President Trump. Representative Gerald Nadler says it now falls to Congress to determine the full scope of the alleged misconduct and to decide what steps we must take going forward. Nadler expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st. President Trump's spokeswoman Sarah Sanders is pushing back against allegations that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report exposed a culture of lying at the White House. Sanders also disputed allegations that she personally misled in 2017 when she said countless members of the FBI had lost confidence in FBI Director James Comey, which led to his firing. She said her words came in the heat of the moment. Joe Biden would be the oldest candidate in the Democratic presidential race if, as expected, he announces he's running for president next week. The 76-year-old Biden would enter as a front runner with a resume of deep experience as Barack Obama's vice president and former longtime U.S. senator. Three people with knowledge of Biden's plans say he could announce as early as next Wednesday. And architects and construction workers have now stabilized the damage structure of the Notre Dame Cathedral 4 days after fast-spreading fire ravaged the iconic Paris building, and firefighters will leave the site Friday night, a fire brigade spokesman has told the Associated Press. Earlier, the cathedral's rector said a computer glitch may have been behind the rapidly spreading blaze that devastated the 850-year-old architectural masterpiece. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, spring is here. Finally, it took us till mid-April, but 55 degrees, sunny blue skies, another beautiful day shaping up today. South wind of 14, gusting up to 17. Humidity is at 72%, and that is falling. The Red Lake River level, that is at 17.08 inches. That is falling throughout the morning, so that's good news there. Again, sunny skies, 55 degrees. The forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny. highs 60 to 65. It'll be breezy, though, southwest winds of 15 to 25. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s, south winds of 10 to 20. Then there's a chance of rain Saturday into Saturday night. Then Easter Sunday looks like it should be nice, and the start at least through midweek next week. We should have highs anywhere from 60 to 65 each day. So a pretty good forecast in store there for next week. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, early spring has come with a holding pattern for Minnesota farmers. University of Minnesota Extension educator Angie Peltier says farmers in northwest Minnesota are antsy to get to work in their fields.
It's going to take some time for fields to actually drain and folks to be able to get into the field, so nothing has been done up here just yet.
And early snow late last year is another hurdle farmers are dealing with this spring.
Last fall, they weren't able to get in and put on their fertilizer that they had planned or do some fall tillage. So that's going to need to be the first thing that they tackle once they're able to get into the field.
And so there's the farmers anxiously awaiting things to dry up enough to where they can get out and get rocking in the fields. And if the weather continues, the forecast stays true, they could be in maybe right away in May. When state lawmakers return from their Easter Passover break next week, several key unresolved issues will be waiting for them. Governor Tim Walz and Republicans remain far apart on whether there should be a gas tax to cover roads and fix bridges. Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka says bonding money can be used to cover the costs.
We did Highway 252, Highway 14, and Highway 23 doing that the last 2 years, so we're open to that. But beyond that, we don't need any more in transportation.
The governor responds.
I'm not opposed to bonding as a piece of this, but I'm not going to go down the road Ohio did, where Ohio shifted away from a gas tax.
Walz says Ohio used bonding money for road fixes, and now its Republican governor is calling that a disaster, and he's proposing a gas tax. Researchers at the University of Minnesota and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a virus appears to be the cause of a polio-like illness that caused paralyzing symptoms in some Minnesota children last fall, including one girl who remains hospitalized after losing all motor function. The researchers say they found enterovirus D68 in the spinal fluid of one of six children who suffered acute flaccid myelitis. Mysterious and sometimes deadly paralyzing illness. The North Dakota legislature has passed a water budget bill that includes funding for flood control projects in Fargo and Moorhead. That bill passed the House on Friday, and the Senate a day earlier contains $82.5 million for the ongoing Mouse River flood control project in Minot and a long-term commitment of $750 million for a project to divert the Red River to protect flood-prone Fargo and nearby Moorhead. A 19-year-old woman has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for stabbing another teenage girl in the neck during a fight at a St. Paul gas station last June. Nyla Merle French was sentenced on one count of first-degree assault on Wednesday in Ramsey County District Court. The girl was hospitalized for a collapsed lung and injuries to her jugular. In the Mall of America, looking to grow once again, Bloomington leaders voted Wednesday night to commit $7.5 million to push ahead with a controversial and complex financial plan to build one of the country's largest water parks, right next to the Mall of America. The proposed $250 million facility would be built on a surface parking lot north of the mall, or the front side of the mall, the one on the airport side. Renderings show people sunbathing beneath a glass roof along waiting ponds, slides, a lazy river, and a waterfall. The mall proposed at the water park, but its owners say the facility would not generate enough money to cover private interest rates. Representatives for 555, which owns the mall, told the City Council and Bloomington Port Authority Wednesday night that the water park would help the Mall of America remain successful amid retail closures sweeping the country. City leaders voted unanimously to partner with the mall in a development contract to fully design the facility, which would precede final decisions about the proposal. Bloomington will pay 75% of that $10 million cost using liquor and hotel sales tax generated in the city. Boy, they bring a lot of money on booze and hotels in Bloomington, which would be repaid if the water park is ultimately built. 555 is to pay the remainder of the cost. Tax dollars could pay another $50 million in the future for a parking ramp and a skyway, as well as up to $8 million to help prepare the site, according to city estimates. That is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, the Crookston Pirate Boys tennis team loaded up the doubles, but Bemidji was still too strong as the Lumberjacks won the match 5-2 in a match that was played in Crookston. Blake Fee and Logan Wardner won their first doubles match, and Nick and Jack Garman won their second doubles match for the two Pirate victories. Crookston drops to 0-3 on the year and will host Detroit Lakes on Thursday. The Crookston Pirates softball team, as you heard on KROX yesterday, showed some improvement but lost to the East Grand Forks Green Wave in a Section 8-2A game played in East Grand Forks on the football field on the artificial turf there. Crookston was led by Jasmine Hansen, who went 3-for-4 with a home run and 3 runs batted in. East Grand Forks was led by Lucia Sands, who went 3-for-3 with 3 doubles and 2 runs scored. The Pirates fall to 0-2 and return to the diamond Monday when they host Bagley at 4:30 p.m. East Grand Forks, they improved to 1-2 on the season. And the UMC men's golf team is in 10th place after the first round of the Northern Sun Conference Championship played at Shoal Creek Golf Club in Kansas City, Missouri. Winona State is leading the 10-team field with a 9-over par, 293. Bemidji State is second with a 300. UMC shot a 332 and trail Augustana by 7 strokes. UMC is led by Connor Humble with a 76, good for a tie for 10th place individually. And Ben Trosted, a freshman from Crookston, shot an 85. And Ethan Magsum, a freshman from Crookston High School, shot an 88, good for 48th place. The second 18 holes underway already this morning. And the third and final round will be at 9 a.m. on Saturday. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to KROXAM.com, click on sports. And let's see what else we have here. Yesterday, the Minnesota Lynx, they're going to honor Lindsay Whalen by making her jersey the first to be retired by the 20-year-old franchise. The Lynx announced that they will hang Whalen's number 13 from the Target Center rafters at the June 8th game against the Los Angeles Sparks. Whalen, now the head coach of the University of Minnesota, she retired after the 2018 WNBA season. Whalen played 9 of her 15 years in the league with the Lynx, winning 4 championships. Who do you think is going to be the second jersey? Is it Simone Augustus or Maya Moore? Maybe do both of them. Well, they won't do that because you got to separate it out to bring some more people to the games. But those will be the next two that will be retired. I think that's a pretty safe bet. Well, let's see what else we have on the sports schedule from yesterday. Those Minnesota Twins, it seems every year they struggle against the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays come away with the series victory, beating the Twins yesterday 7-4. And boys and girls, well, boys golf at the Pequot Lakes Invitational, that was canceled. Junior high golf at Winnie Mac was canceled. And women's golf at the Concordia College Triangular Meet, that was postponed to Monday. And a Pirate baseball at Park Rapids, that was also postponed. College baseball, the UMC Golden Eagles were supposed to take on the fifth-ranked team in the country for two games today, St. Cloud State. But that has now been pushed back to a 1 9-inning game. They're going to play that at 4 o'clock this afternoon to allow the field to dry up. And we will have the Twins, though, tonight. They're at Baltimore, 5:30 the pregame, 6:05 the first pitch. College softball, UMC takes on the Mavericks of Minnesota State Mankato. They're going to get underway for a 1 o'clock doubleheader there. Then on Saturday, with UMC playing only one game instead of two today, the baseball team will host St. Cloud State for a doubleheader. The first game will start at noon. We'll have that right here on KROX. And then St. Cloud State takes on UMC in game two. That's probably, well, you never know with baseball, but probably about 2 hours after, maybe two and a half. Could be earlier. Depends on how the pitching and hitting goes in the game. But we'll have the first game right here on KROX. Be listening for that. Or if you want to make it out to the game, watch some of the top one of the top baseball teams in the country in Division II, you can head out to the UMC field. Coach's Corner, live from the Irishman Shanty, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. You can be listening for the interviews with the coaches. Have a little more to talk about here, hopefully the rest of the season. And then Twins, they're at Baltimore, 5:30 the pregame, 6:05 the first pitch. College softball, UMC takes on Concordia University in St. Paul, a noon doubleheader there. And then Sunday, the only item on the sports schedule, the Twins at Baltimore. 11 o'clock is the pregame, 12:05 the first pitch. That is a look at the sports for all the stories, stats, scores, pictures, more, coaches' comments. Go to KROXAM.com, click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news. That'll be coming up, and along with the weather, right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Grocery shop and save at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Selected sizes and varieties of Folgers coffee are $5.99. Assorted 32-ounce Powerade, 79 cents. 7 to 10-ounce assorted Lay's or Kettle potato chips are 2 for $4. 10.5 to 10 3/4-ounce cans of selected Campbell's Cream of Mushroom or Cream of Chicken are 89 cents. You can find all this week's Easter savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, Crookston Public Schools is holding a community input session for their strategic planning process on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Crookston High School Commons. The community input session will help the district and school board determine their plan and implementation process for the next 5 years. Superintendent Jeremy Olson encouraged community members to attend the session because their input is valuable to helping shape the district's strategic plan.
We're trying to get community input as we develop our strategic plan as a district. Our strategic plan as a district will be focused on how do we move forward as a district, what kind of school do we want to be, and what kind of school does our community want to be. And so we're asking those questions next Tuesday, April 23rd at 5:30. We're going to provide childcare grades K through 3 as far as some activities that are going to be in our gym, and then we're going to provide a free meal as well. And then at right around 6 o'clock, we're going to start our strategic planning session with community members giving us input on the direction of our school.
District staff already went through a strategic planning session earlier this month, and Olson said the staff and a public input will both be looked at by the school board as they shape the vision for the future.
On April 10th, we took the staff in all three buildings through this a very similar process where we walked through where do we want to be as a school, what are our next priorities, what are some steps that we need to take to become better and to really be that school district that we're all shooting for, that we're all striving to be. And that information, along with the information that will come out in the April 23rd session, will be combined and looked at by the school board at an April 24th work session as we start to put together the strategic plan.
So it's your chance Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. at the Crookston High School Commons for you to give input on the future of the school. What you would like to see, what you, I guess, wouldn't like to see, and be able to get that your opinion heard. The Crookston Airport Commission held interviews with two prospective engineer firms Thursday morning for the master planning process. The commission is recommending SEH out of St. Paul to the City Council. The other interview was a partnership between Widseth Smith Nolting and TKDA of St. Paul. Both firms have prior experience working with the City of Crookston, obviously WSN located here in town. WSN partners with the City on many of their projects, and City Administrator Shannon Stassen said SEH was involved in the building of the levee system here in town. Commission Chairman Fred Parno said both the presentations were thorough and the Commission feels they have made the best recommendation for the community.
We had the opportunity to listen and participate with two engineering firms that put in their bid for our Crookston Airport, and both companies are very professional in their presentations, very thorough. We had a lot of discussions about the future of the airport and what can be offered out there, and after the two presentations were made, we made a decision that we think is best for the community.
City of Crookston Finance Director Angel Wiesner said the process will move quickly with the council reviewing the recommendation on Monday and the pre-application for master plan grant funding needing to be submitted in May.
It is actually relatively simple. Since the commission has made a recommendation, it will go to the council on Monday, April 22nd, and they will make a determination. It will go on the regular agenda, so there can be some discussion, but based on the recommendation from the commission, they will move forward with that. Actually, it will move very quickly. I will notify the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, of who our selection is, and then we will begin work on the grant that we have to apply for, because every dollar that we actually receive is considered a grant. So that pre-application needs to be completed by May, and the full application has to be submitted by July.
And although the grant money won't be received until later in 2019, Wiesner said it is likely the master plan meetings with the engineer can start this summer.
We will come up with an agreement with the consulting firm SEH, and then once that is in place, then we will start working, because they will be determining based on what their needs are. So it's possible in August, actually, we may even do some meetings, because we want to make sure we have a lot of public input and we want everybody's voice to be heard.
And I guess I'm not sure why we don't have this in the story, but the SEH, the part of the reason why the commission is recommending them to the city council is they're looking at expanding the runway, making it longer, talking about being the location with Grand Forks and Thief River Falls being busy, maybe overflow in Crookston, and looking at creating a better and bigger airport to allow jet planes to come in. Right now, a jet can't fly into the Crookston Airport. So if you have a big company that wants to locate here, they're not going to locate here because they can't fly their corporate or private jet to the Crookston Airport right now. So they're going to, the plan, of course, it's just a strategic plan and it might not happen, but the goal is to make it a bigger and better airport, which I think all of us would be behind. But of course that costs money, so it's you got to weigh the options. So we'll have more on that as that plan continues to be developed throughout the summer. Tomorrow on Focus on Education at 8:45 a.m., we'll have an interview with the Early Childhood Family Education's Gina Gunderson to talk about the upcoming Celebrate the Young Child with the Power of Kindness Family Festival, which will be Thursday, April 25th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school. We'll have Focus on Education tomorrow morning at 8:45, and we'll have more on that on Monday. 17 senior girls at Crookston High School participated in a self-defense class. This is the sixth year that the Leo Club advisor Linda Morgan has organized the event. The class was instructed by Officer Don Rascott, Melanie Lassard, Kathy Legess, Tiffany Broden, and Linda Morgan. Three members of the University of Minnesota Crookston Campus Advancement and Advisory Board have stepped down after years of service to the board. Pete Kappas, Roger Moe, and Jerry Knudsen completed their terms in 2019 and were recognized for their contribution during the spring meeting of the CAAB, which they held recently. Chancellor Mary Holzklaas said that they will miss the presence of the three on the board. The longest serving of the trio is Jerry Knudsen, a former UMC faculty member who retired from teaching in the biological sciences in 2004 and joined in 2005. Pete Kappas, a UMC graduate in 1977, he had farmed in the Ada area for many years and has been serving on the board since 2007. And Roger Moe joined in 2014. The former Crookston Central High School graduate was state senator from 1971 to 2003 and a candidate for governor in 2002. On the obituary desk today, John Perry Jr., 60 of Virgus, formerly of Crookston, passed away Wednesday at his home on Loon Lake. Funeral services for John Perry Jr. will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, April 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at Loon Lake in rural Virgus. Visitation will be Monday, April 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. with a 7 p.m. prayer service at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Loon Lake, and will continue for 1 hour prior to the service. Arrangements are with the Fury Funeral Home of Frazee. Doris Viola Normandin, formerly of Crookston, passed away on her 90th birthday, April 17th, at the Ebenezer Meadows Nursing Home in Wyoming, Minnesota. The funeral service for Doris Normandin will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, April 25th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Crookston with the Reverend Lauren Mellum officiating. Visitation will be at the Central Housky Funeral Home on Wednesday from 5 to 7 with a 7 p.m. prayer service and will continue at the church for 1 hour prior to the funeral. Interment will take place at St. Peter's Cemetery in Gently. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the world of weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies, 55 degrees, a south wind of 16 gusting up to 21, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.96 inches. Humidity is down as well at 67%. This morning's low was 32 degrees, the record high on this date, 84, set in 1985, the record low, 4, set in 1928. The sun rose at 6:29. The sun will set at 8:21 for 13 hours, 52 minutes of daylight. The average high is 56, so we're right around average. The average low, 33. Yesterday's high was 57 with a low of 36. Before we take a look at the forecast, we'd like to remind you that there's flood warnings for several cities in our listening area. Of course, here in Crookston, as the Red Lake River level is expected to crest right around 19 feet sometime Saturday early afternoon, the river will fall below flood stage.
The river did crest actually yesterday, now forecasted to continue to drop here.
Okay, so they're saying it's crested earlier than anticipated, and so we had, it has been falling, so that's good news. 17.04 as that continues to fall, so we're not even going to hopefully get close to that 19-foot mark. Let's see, East Grand Forks, they're saying there's major flooding still in the forecast there with the river reaching 45.9 feet Sunday or Monday, and 46 feet is major flood stage. So East Grand Forks looks like, as long as everything goes as planned, should be fine. Oslo, though, that's the city in the area that we're really keeping a close eye on, as they are surrounded by water, and they're saying the river, the good news is the river's only supposed to reach 37.5 to 37.6 feet. The problem is it's going to stay around that level all the way through Thursday, where they say 37.3. So the river is expected to crest right around Monday in Oslo. But they have water everywhere, and at 37.5 feet, State Highway 1 has water still over the road. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be mostly sunny, high 60 to 65. It'll be breezy, southwest winds of 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the mid-40s, south winds of 10 to 20. Saturday, it'll be partly sunny, a 40% chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s, south winds around 10 miles an hour, shifting to the northwest in the afternoon. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain. In the evening, lows 35 to 40. Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Then Monday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy. Wednesday night, lows in the mid-40s. So pretty good forecast in store. Although showers, 20% chance tonight, 40% chance tomorrow, 20% chance Saturday night. After that, precipitation-free Sunday through Wednesday with highs anywhere from 55 to 65. We'll take that after a miserable late winter, that's for sure. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and listen for an early edition of the Noontime News tomorrow right here on KROX. Thanks for listening and have a happy Easter, everyone.